Hello, I'm Robert Pallas, and you're listening to Cut Talks, double G, U, double T.
Okay, and that's what you still do today. I just want to say that, like, yesterday, as we're recording this podcast, was like the 20th of August, because by the time we release this podcast, it would be a bit later. So just to mention that one. So you're sure. Still building stuff that people use. So you co-founded DevTailor, which is still running software house, and you're leading the blockchain and AI arm, I would say, right? You got into blockchain a little bit before AI, or you got into both at the same time? I'm just seeing what we start with, so just let me know.
There's definitely blockchain much, much earlier. I was in the university, but we can talk about the beginnings of my collaboration with Janno as well.
Yeah, let's go for it. And I know that you wrote a paper that you published on LinkedIn. You were in a video where you said you wrote about blockchain in 2011, right?
Yeah.
So this around the time you also met Janno?
No, much earlier. We studied together before that.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, take us on the journey.
So my entrepreneurial journey starts with my co-founder Janno inviting me to lunch at the correct time. I was working as a software engineer, but I was slightly bored at my day job.
Okay.
Just lack of challenges, I would say, was the main reason. And I didn't feel like I have a lot of climbing to do in the same company or even in the same industry. So he got me at a time where I was ripe to step in the direction that I would have stepped anyway sooner or later. And I joined him in a startup endeavor where we were building mobile loyalty and a mobile banking app for different industries. Like retail was one of our first target customers. And like many startups, we failed to scale. And to extend our runway, we started consulting other clients, which now is today's DevTailor. 8 years later, we are still at it.
Okay. So you started as a startup for fun, like you're trying to build something, and then you said, okay, we can do more with this. So now you're just building for others. Well, you're building products for startups and for companies and for governments, right? So.
Yes.
Okay. What about the, we're going to get back into this, but what is it that got you into blockchain? And if you can try to make this, if you want, not too technical for the listeners who are not technical.
Okay. I got into blockchain for my motivation to really build the world into more decentralized place, let's say. So main benefit that the blockchain brings is to take away the trust component. And the trust component meaning that two parties can communicate and change information without having an intermediary that they would have to then give their data to, and also trust that they wouldn't manipulate or slow down the process in any way. So my first motivation was actually technical, because I saw the Bitcoin white paper while I was researching for digital gold project that I was planning to build.
Okay.
And Satoshi had beat me to it.
So you had kind of a similar idea you wanted to build.
Yes, but I couldn't figure out some of the parts. And the parts I couldn't figure out is actually what is known today as blockchain. Like, how would I put the transactions together so that it wouldn't go through like some central server, and the way that blockchain consensus mechanisms work. I didn't have enough background in cryptography to really figure that out.
Okay. And what did you do then? Did you join? Did you start? Did you join the miners, basically?
No, I've never mind. I'm actually not interested in the hardware part. I'm like very hardcore software person.
Okay.
So I keep my work in the software layer. And my beginning, I was just doing research, and I was writing some papers for the university. So whenever there was university assignment, I would somehow take it and put Bitcoin in it and write about Bitcoin, including my master's thesis. I was studying cybersecurity. So my master's thesis was titled Bitcoin Security, where I just took apart technical and the non-technical challenges of what Bitcoin was able to solve to really become the first decentralized digital currency in the world.
And let's say on as a percentage now, in terms of projects you guys get at DevTailor, what is the percentage of blockchain-related projects versus non-blockchain related projects?
That's a great question. At the moment, I would say that the blockchain industry is a little bit on a lower end due to funding. So there is not a lot of money to go around to service our like ideal customers, which is in general companies that are starting out or that are scaling up their businesses and they need external help with their software stack. So that is like a slight limitation. But the answer to your question is about 30%. So 30% of our current customer base is heavily based on blockchain, or in fact, their business model couldn't exist if blockchain would not be in the world.
Okay, so it's a core component. And that's in 2023. So how was the tendency from when you got started? Let's say you were into that yourself in 2011. You've been with Def Taylor for 8 years. So in the past 8 years, what was the tendency? I assume it would be growing, but at which rate, more or less?
It's definitely growing. Like 2018... I was actively fundraising for real-world applications, blockchain startup. And we met with a lot of confusion from the investors' part. Like, they didn't know what blockchain was. And that general understanding and knowledge came later in like 2020, 2021, where more like the years where people started really seeing like what the blockchain is and what it could be used for. So our amount of projects, even though I mentioned that funding is down at the moment, the amount of projects that we are dealing with is still up, and the requests that are coming in have definitely grown. And the other thing is, of course, that in the past, our sales has always been only word of mouth, which means that we haven't really targeted any industry at all. Mm-hmm. We just have worked with cool people who come to us with great ideas, and they're targeting towards doing more blockchain stuff. As we, first of all, we enjoy that a lot, and secondly, this is one of the core technologies of the future, I believe. So our sales targeting towards blockchain is rather new.
It starts with the gut. It ends with the gut. It's in your gut.
Gut Talks.
This is the end of this episode of this segment with Robert Pallas. Thanks for listening, and watch out for the next one.